Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up.
Ramsey knocks it down. Brilliant. Podolski, that's it. Third goal for Arsenal. Expert header to set it up by Aaron Ramsey. And Arsenal now do have a cushion. Second goal of the night for Lucas Podolski.
And that victory moves Arsenal back up into fourth place in the English Premier League. Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain will find out this week if they're in breach of UEFA's financial fair play rules. And a court of arbitration for sports say deplorable mistakes by Jamaica's anti-doping officials in the Veronica Campbell-Brown case led to her successful appeal. More on that in a moment, but we start with football. Arsenal keep the pressure on Everton in the battle for a place in next season's Champions League. They came from a goal down to beat West Ham 3-1 to move back up to fourth place in the Premier League table. Arsene Wenger's side now a point clear of Everton, who play on Wednesday. The BBC's Conor McNamara was at the Emirates Stadium.
This was an important win for Arsenal, keeping the pressure on Everton in the race for fourth place. Arsene Wenger's side have been Champions League regulars for the last 16 seasons in a row, but their current predicament is that even if Arsenal win all their games through to the end of the season, they'd still be relying on Everton to slip up. West Ham started very well here. Matt Jarvis put them in front 5 minutes before half-time, but crucially, Arsenal equalised before the break. Lucas Podolski rifled in the first of his two goals. The goal of the night came from Olivier Giroud, showed impeccable control to trap a high ball on his instep in the penalty area before shooting low and hard. Arsenal's season could still end up with silverware and a Champions League place, but for now, it's also still possible that they could end up with neither.
Let's hear now from the Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger, who says his players deserve credit for the way they performed after going a goal down.
I'm very pleased because we were under pressure to win absolutely the game, and on top of that, we were 1-0 down. It was a derby, but we responded mentally very strongly, and what helped is just to equalize before half-time, and then in the second half we controlled well the game, scored two great goals. Maybe we could have scored more. I'm very pleased with the mental response of the team tonight.
The West Ham manager, Sam Allardyce, says they were the architects of their own downfall.
We're throwing it away. I think that some of the chance of a result away by our deficiency when we needed the lads to be solid at the back. I think, you know, I think getting the one goal in front just going into the last few minutes before half time, it was absolutely essential that the lads defended correctly and saw the first half out to allow them to sneak back in the way we did. It was poor play by us, unfortunately.
Everton have a chance to move back up into fourth place on Wednesday when they entertain Crystal Palace. Victory at Goodison Park will be their eighth in a row, but the Everton boss Roberto Martinez has a bigger target in mind.
We're not here to break records or just to achieve certain stats, but we're here to get as many points as we can at the end of the season. At the moment, we've got a very good points tally, which allows us to fight for a dream, for a footballing dream. It's not about runs or stats that we can break. It's how many points we're going to end up in May the 11th.
In other Premier League news, Aston Villa have suspended assistant manager Ian Culverhouse and head of football operations Gary Kerser pending an internal investigation. Gordon Cowans and Shay Given have been temporarily promoted to assist manager Paul Lambert. Villa are 4 points above the Premier League relegation zone with 4 games to play. Manchester City will be without Yaya Toure for up to 2 weeks with a muscle injury he suffered in the defeat at Liverpool. The City manager Manuel Pellegrini says it's not as bad as first feared.
Yaya has a muscle injury. We'll see with the doctor how many days. Maybe it's not so hard as we thought at the beginning, but he needs at least 10 days or 2 weeks to recover.
Meanwhile, Manchester City will learn this week whether they're deemed to be in serious breach of the financial fair play rules set by European football's governing body UEFA. They're one of 76 clubs being investigated by a financial control group. The French league leaders Paris Saint-Germain are also on that list. Daniel Guy is a sports lawyer.
You know, it's fair to say Manchester City over the last two accounting periods have spent at a headline figure more than is permitted under the FFP regulations. The point is whether all of the cost exemptions and the other criteria that Man City will argue for are met. And from PSG's perspective as well, I think a lot will potentially turn on their Qatar Tourism Authority deal, which is worth a reported £150 million per season. And obviously if that value is reduced to some degree because it's what's deemed a related party transaction, then in terms of revenue for PSG, there could be potential problems.
Daniel, what are the possible sanctions then? What can UEFA do to clubs?
Plenty is the brief answer. It starts from a reprimand to a fine to withholding of prize money to points deductions to a reduction on squad size to expulsion from competition to expulsion from future competitions and actually withholding of the actual trophy should they actually win the competitions.
The BBC's John Bennett asking the questions. A memorial service has taken place at Liverpool's football ground, Anfield, to mark the 25th anniversary of the Hillsborough tragedy, when 96 fans lost their lives. The BBC's Dan Johnson was at Anfield.
It's been a day of high emotion, a certain amount of passion, some anger as well, but also some hope here amongst the Hillsborough families that their long campaign for what they perceive as justice is now making some progress with the beginning of new inquests just a couple of weeks ago. They've heard speeches here, prayers, readings. There was a minute's silence at 3:06. That is the time on the 15th of April 1989 that the game at Hillsborough was stopped when it became apparent that there were problems at the Leppings Lane end. That minute silence has been respected across this city, across Merseyside, and the service here has been relayed back to Goodison Park, Everton's ground as well, where fans have been gathered. So very much a city united in grief today and in remembrance of the 96 Hillsborough victims.
Next on the BBC World Service to Formula One, where Red Bull have failed in their bid to overturn Daniel Ricciardo's disqualification from the opening race of the season in Australia. Red Bull were found guilty of not only exceeding the allowance of 100 kg of fuel per hour in Melbourne, but also ignoring FIA advice during the race to limit their fuel consumption. The BBC's Formula One correspondent, James Allen, says Red Bull will struggle to make up the deficits on their main rivals.
You know, from what we've seen so far this season with Mercedes having such a strong chassis and engine package, you know, they've won every race, they've been on pole at every race, and now they're getting on top of the reliability as well, finishing 1-2 in the two Grand Prix. They're certainly building up a tremendous head of steam, and I just don't think that Red Bull will be able to catch them in time to rescue the championship, to be honest, because Hamilton and Rosberg are pushing each other to higher and higher levels as well. So you've really got a team that's in the sweet spot there, and something's going to have to go badly wrong to let anybody else have a chance. We've seen in the past, you know, last year, the Red Bull car wasn't competitive, for example, in China, and they had to do a strategy which was just a sort of a damage limitation. And yet the final 9 Grand Prix of the season, Vettel won all of them. The difference is, last year was the final year of the V8 engine formula, and obviously, you know, that there was nothing to come from the engine side. It was all coming from the aerodynamic side in terms of development. This year, it's about the engines. It's about these hybrid turbo engines. And there's very limited things that Renault, who's Red Bull's engine partner, can do to close the gap on that side, however much aerodynamic development Red Bull as a team are able to do. So in a sense, the fix is out of their hands, really, and that's why it's going to be very difficult for them to catch up now.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport says Jamaican sprint star Veronica Campbell-Brown was cleared of doping because of blatant flaws in the test collection procedures. CAS has released its full report explaining the decision to uphold the three-time Olympic gold medalist appeal against a 2-year ban. The runner was cleared in late February, but the reasons have only just been made public. In a 58-page ruling, the three-man arbitration panel outlines deplorable mistakes by the Jamaican athletics and anti-doping officials in the collection of the athlete's first partial sample. CAS say the errors could have led to the sample being contaminated by water or sweat containing a banned substance. And before we go, a reminder of our top story. Arsenal keep the pressure on Everton in the battle for a place in next season's Champions League. They came from a goal down to beat West Ham 3-1 to move back up to fourth place in the table. Stay with us for further updates, but for now, that's the latest sports from the BBC.